University of Ghana has refurbished and upgraded its Ashanti Regional Learning Center in Kumasi with improved facilities that will allow distance learning students to access some online instructions from the main Legon campus, as well as a video conference center. In addition, the Kumasi Learning Center has been accredited as a certification center of Microsoft for the training of both students and interested members of the public in new technologies. This came to light in Kumasi during the matriculation of 213 students to pursue various undergraduate and diploma courses. We bring you Nicholas Osei-Wusu's report.
The matriculants were made up of 170 students from the Kumasi Center, with 43 from the Sunyani Center of the University of Ghana, who are pursuing courses in nursing, Commonwealth Youth in Development Work, Business Administration and Integrated Technology. The Dean of the School of Continuing and Distance Education of the University of Ghana, Professor Yao Hinebasechi, said the ICT infrastructure forms part of the second phase of the university's project to deploy integrated digital mobile learning platform for distance education under a Chinese loan procured by the government. Professor Hinebasechi also disclosed that the university made a double intake of students into the distance education program with a total of 100,584 undergraduate students, saying that the Bachelor of Science in Nursing is the most subscribed course with 538 students. He said starting from the last academic year, the University of Ghana has allowed both level 100 and 200 students pursuing distance education to do their examination revision at their respective learning centers without traveling to the Accra campus, with a view to improving services to distance education students. Professor Hinebasechi reminded the students of challenges they will face in their studies. However, with effective time management, discipline, diligence and hard work, they can succeed. On behalf of the matriculating students, a level 200 nursing student, Andrew Kwekufusu, accepted the challenge of combining schooling and learning. He however appealed to the university authorities to make the school fees payment and timetable flexible to the students.